This is the Team Builders Podcast, building better teams.
Welcome back to the Team Builders Podcast. My name is Jonathan, and along with my two wonderful co-directors, Jerry and Stephen, this podcast explores excellence and high performance in teams and the way in which team building and engagement can positively impact on that pursuit. We bring over 20 years of team building experience, delivering hundreds of corporate team engagements every year across the UK and beyond. If you're looking for practical insights and inspiration to help you build a stronger team, you've come to the right place.
This is the Team Builders Podcast with Stephen Haseley, Jerry Crowley and Jonathan Haseley.
Hello there, this is Jonathan and you're listening to the Team Builders Podcast. I'm joined by my two colleagues, Jerry and Stephen. Today, we bring over 20 years of team experience, delivering hundreds of corporate engagement events every year across the UK and beyond. If you're looking for practical insights and inspiration on how to help build stronger teams, you are certainly in the right place. Today, we're talking about the power of music in team building, something I know lots of people will be interested to hear, and in fact, something that was brought to us as a topic of conversation from our recent social media post. So today, let me tell you a little bit about what we're going to be talking about. You know, perhaps not everyone finds it easy to speak in a group. Not everyone shares the same communication styles, but often music has a way of cutting through. So I'm going to be talking to Jerry and Stephen about that and some of our musical experiences that help really create amazing collaborative pieces that you can be proud to be part of. So something we're exploring in this episode, I'm going to kick it straight off with why shared performance can build trust so quickly and why music can be a great knitting together of that. Jerry, why do you think music works for teams?
Yes, John, good to be here. When you mentioned music, all I could think about was U2. And then a question came to my mind. Would you know the lyric, Rhythm is a Dancer?
Oh, great tune.
Stephen would definitely remember.
I'm all over it.
He's all over it. Music has a profound effect on people. And I see it sometimes on social media with people who have certain medical conditions and they play music, connects them to themselves and their home and their life. And also it gives people, even without it, rhythm. Because once you hear a beat, you know, you're either nodding, bopping, or getting on. So for us as a company, when we introduce music in any aspect of what we do, it gets people electric, gets them thinking, oh, there's something good happening, as opposed to just dead air and no atmosphere and nothing. So it builds atmosphere. I actually impressed myself there. It builds atmosphere. But let me hand over to Stephen here because he enjoys and has visited a lot of music events.
Yeah.
And I know one, he's one jealous man. I'm sure he told me one time that he saw Madonna live. You see Madonna live?
She saw me live.
No, but...
no, Pink. Pink is my go-to.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you exactly why. Because they took me to a special place and I felt as if they were singing to me. And also I think that they put in more than 100% effort. It was not just about the music. It was all about the entertainment value. And it was certainly all about the show. And I think that music does take it to a special place. We recently did an event for a client and he said that people have rose-tinted glasses over the best of the music was always made in the 1980s and the best movies were in the 1980s. And he's completely right. All the best things were in the 1980s as a man of a certain age. But it does take it to a special place when people play music at church or at wedding ceremonies or at birthdays. It brings you back memories of yourself when you were younger, your family, special gatherings, etc., etc. And we try and use that to enhance our events. And again, it touches everybody in a different way when we introduce it at our events.
Yeah, I mean, you know, some of our most popular musical products, I'm going to choose one. And let's say Beatswork, Stephen. I know you've been with some of our amazing facilitators that deliver that as an example. What do you feel whenever people walk into the room and they see 200 instruments laid out versus what it feels like in an hour's time whenever they actually deliver their final performance? You know, there's a massive shift, isn't there, in mindset and what they're able to achieve in such a short period of time.
I think for most people, it's a challenge initially in their mind, and they hear the noise of themselves playing something in isolation. I think, oh my goodness, this is never going to work for me. I'm not a musical person, in the same way a lot of people think that they're not artistic. But it's taken it element by element, being led by a very qualified, very well experienced leader who can take them from zero to hero. And the performance after an hour, hour and a half of team engagement is just absolutely off the charts. And we've recorded some phenomenal experiences of the teams that are from industrial, from chemical, pharmaceutical, retail backgrounds. You would never think could produce a phenomenal orchestration. And yet they just absolutely knock it out of the ballpark and they love genuinely loved that experience.
Yeah, it's an energy builder, isn't it? It's just such a you mentioned the word profound earlier, Jerry. It really does like give you a sense of, and the amount of people that I've spoken to afterwards after their experience, and they say, oh, is there a local samba band yeah. that I can join or whatever, because they feel so empowered. And again, it's that feeling of, I think, you know, another example of when you go from, let's call it zero to hero, something like Crescendo, Jerry, I know, again, you delivered one of those recently. You walk in and you're told in 1 hour's time you're going to be able to play Bittersweet Symphony on a violin or a viola, and you're going to do it with 50, 60, 80, 100 other people.
Yep.
It blows your mind.
Yeah.
And then they're able to deliver. Like, how does that feel when you're there in that moment with those people, and they go, no, I'm not, to, oh my God, I can.
Yeah, I can't play an instrument. I've written down here, music is a social thing.
Yeah.
Because, we're, like you mentioned there, in that moment, we were in a foyer in the workspace, and music happened, and doors started to open.
Yeah.
People coming out, people looking, people clapping, joining in, and when you look around at that, that's when you think to yourself, yeah, you couldn't get that from just saying, blowing a trumpet and going, it's time to have an announcement, if you like.
Yeah, for sure.
But I had another wee small note. It was about Britain's Got Talent. Stephen mentioned about what it does. And the choirs, they always talk about what it feels like to be in a choir and mainly about the social, somewhere to go, somewhere to meet,
against
social things. So when we do hear music and we do introduce music into team events, people automatically think it's something that they should be involved in. It's social.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
Discos, social, bands, groups, music. And then on top of all that, the moment that they create their own music is absolutely right, second to none.
Yeah.
That look of belief from, don't want to stereotype, but, you know, there's, you meet certain characters and they're negative and, you know, this is not for me, or this has just got strings, I can't play strings. And then they touch it, they poke it, they twang it. All of a sudden they like have a go.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, they're the whole orchestra's around them.
Yes.
You know, because they've reached beyond themselves in that environment, and it's an instrument. You're not, everyone's in the same boat. Really, when you see a violin, everybody has never picked up a violin.
For sure. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, not everybody.
Yeah, most people.
But not most people.
Yeah. I think it's such a fantastic metaphor for that. And again, that's why a lot of businesses often choose that experience with us. It's a metaphor for, you know, there's nothing that's impossible. You know, we are about to go on a journey of whatever that might be, growth, change, development, et cetera, with all of these requirements that many of our clients come to us with. And it's such a great metaphor for, you know, look what you can achieve when you achieve it with other people and when you're focused. Yeah. Break the task down into smaller bite-sized pieces.
Yep. Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you've gone from not even knowing which end of the violin to hold to being able to play an amazing piece of music in such a short space of time. I really think that that's a great delivery message to be able to send people back to their business environments with and go, okay, if you can do this today, think about what you can do in your business tomorrow. And that's an amazing experience, isn't it?
I think as well that it's impossible to fully express yourself without making noise. When you think of yourself being at a football match, no one puts their hands up without cheering. So to engage yourself fully in all of your abilities and all of your functions, you got to make a bit of noise. Even when, I'm sure you boys have got a hole-in-one regularly, but you just don't do the fist bump, it's boom, or some sort of noise which really engages all your senses and shows to you, the inner person, and to externally who's around you, that you've rejoiced in that success.
Jerry, maybe just to bring us towards a close for this particular topic, you know, what types of benefits do teams see most from the music-based experiences that we deliver for them?
Yeah, I think you touched on it though. Impossible task becomes a possible task. And we all don't have time or the need or the want to go walk on fire. That's maybe a step too far.
Yes.
But in a room of all abilities and all shapes, all sizes, to create a musical masterpiece as such, I think that's a profound thing. And I'm not saying it because I think it's possible. I felt it and seen it and heard it and been in the room when it happened. And I think it's one of the top emotional experiences, I find. You have to depend on which one you pick, obviously.
Yeah.
Because you're talking about samba and things. Yep. And that's like a fist pump. That's a go.
Different feeling.
The orchestra is moving beyond belief.
It does. I think it's often one of those ones that for many of our clients feels risky to choose.
You know,
in comparison to, you know, some of our escape room experiences.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or again, you mentioned about certain characters, and, you know, I don't mean to stereotype or typify people, but, you know, they go, oh, we're 100 engineers, we want to do something building or whatever. But when you do something a little bit different, step out of the comfort zone, certainly the musical based experiences do tend to evoke the most, I want to say, emotional responses, most passionate responses in, wow, that was just an amazing thing that
we just
be part
of. Yeah, can't believe we achieved that. Yeah.
It's also delivered in a non-competitive way.
Yes.
And it's completely collaborative, and either we all win or we all lose.
Yeah.
It's either dreadful, which we've never had that experience, or it's great. And every small contribution, no matter how long that lasts for, or no matter what instrument you're playing, delivers a complete symphony at the end.
And it just shows you, if you are trained by a professional, you get a professional output.
Within an hour and a half, you've got something that they're proud. We video it for them, we show it to them, and they can capture it on their own platforms.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. It's a vibe, Jonathan.
It's a vibe, yeah, put that in. Yeah, yeah, we're so down with the kids.
That's right.
Yeah, nice. Thanks so much, folks, for today. I really enjoyed talking about some of our musical experiences and some of the most popular ones. If you're interested in checking out what it would take to become part of a samba band or maybe a choir or some of our favourites, the full violin and viola orchestra, please do go to our website, teamchallenge-company.co.uk. You can check out those musical experiences and many more that we offer to our clients across the UK. Thanks so much for listening to that episode of the Team Builders Podcast. For more insights, ideas, and inspiration, head to teamchallenge-company.co.uk or follow us on social media. We would love to engage with you there. For everything else, we look forward to catching you again on the Team Builders Podcast.